I'm two Tango Mobile.
Again tomorrow, and then we're supposed to have rain on Thursday, the day I got to get shot. So, oh well, and then by the weekend it's supposed to clear up again. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what the weather's going to do. If you don't like it, just wait about 5 minutes and it'll change.
I'll take it down here compared to Kansas. 17 below there last week. Wow, that was bad. At any rate, I'm just sitting here and took a couple of ibuprofens, waiting on them to kick in, and drinking a cup of coffee and eating a breadstick. And Bernice is over there reading the morning newspaper, and I was looking at some stuff here to spend money on online.
Yeah, I have a tablet, a Samsung tablet. My sister gave me, and the charger for it is not connecting like it's supposed to, and you can't just buy the particular cable that goes with that, so I just ordered Amazon had a fast charger that was available, and had two different size cables to go with it, well, a short one and a long one, which I will be glad to see, because I hate having a little short cable, and you can only, you know, you put the tablet on a table in front of your chair, and you can't do anything with it because you're connected to that little short cable. So anyway, so I ordered that, and it'll be, Amazon said it'd be here tomorrow. So, and now I'm just out here, out killing time. I'm looking for some place I want to go get something to eat, and just to keep me from going back to the house anytime soon, you know.
Just Bojangles or maybe a burrito.
A Taco Bell, but when I went by there, their line, of course, they're only running drive-thru. You can't even go inside and pick up an order there. But their line was backed up out into the street that runs alongside it. So I decided, no, I figure I'll go up somewhere in the vicinity of Publix up there, up that way, and there's five or six restaurants up there I can find me something. Either just sit out in the car and eat, or you know, go inside and somewhere and get something and come out. I don't know, and I'm not even sure what I want. You know, Tom. W2 T Mobile.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know. You got any thing planned for dinner, Bernice? Leftover beef stew, and that suits me fine. I like your beef stew. It's great. My old neighbor's taking half a day off to spray a Harley tank over there for his nephew. And I like to watch him. He's amazing with this bodywork stuff. And I guess this guy was riding along. I thought he said Duncan. But anyways, probably not. It's been a while since he told me. He had a big old Harley Davidson with that fat tank on it, and a policeman turned left right into him.
That probably left a bruise or two. It could have left a bruise on the car, too. I mean, those Harleys are kind of heavy machines. They're not lightweight, and particularly those they put those fat tanks on. Anyway, well, like I said, I'm just wandering out here, using up a little bit of my gas and all. But, you know, just trying to see what I can find and all. There's up here near the grocery store, there's a restaurant where they carry, you know, where they bring everything out. I can't even think of the name of it right now. You see their ads on TV all the time, on late night TV, about their hot dogs and all their special stuff they have, you know?
I don't know who that'd be. I seen the one this morning. We don't eat sub sandwiches very, very extremely rarely, but that Fireside sub that they're advertising sounds pretty good, and that taco that they're advertising here lately sounds good. I can't remember what they call it. I like a chalupa. I don't know. Can you buy those shells, you said, Bernice? She's not sure. I've never seen those shells. I don't like those hard shells very well because they can cut you.
Well, some of a hard shell, it just depends. And I'm careful with them when I eat those and things like that. So like I said, I don't know. There's a Tokyo Grill up here. There's a Chinese place over on the other side of the Publix. And there's an Eggs Up Grill over here. Of course, I'm not going to go there. And that's a sit down and eat inside. Of course, Tokyo Express is too, and so's the Chinese place. Have all got that. They've all got carry out too. So, like I said, I'm riding up this direction, and gets me out of the house for a couple hours. And I went by to pick up a couple of items I needed at Walmart. Got those, and I went by to see the fellow at where I get my ink for my printers. And he's going to be checking because the printer I got uses a newer version of Epson ink. And the Epson cartridges are out of this world in price. So I like to go to cartridge world because he's got the XL cartridges for a lot cheaper than I can buy the regular cartridges from any of the office of T-Mobile.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They snag you with a new printer, and then pretty soon they come up and they no longer have any support for that particular printer. Mine came out with that the other day. We no longer support that model. Well, Tough Darts Farmer, I'm not going to throw the printer away just because they don't provide updates on it, which I've never needed anyways, I don't think. It's a Canon. It does a good job. Bernice has got an HP. It does a good job. Or vice versa. I don't know what mine is. Don't use it that often. But it does a fine job. And I ordered the ink from Amazon.
Amazon's got the ink and all for this new printer. But it's just still right now. It's new, so all of the companies that make replacements for it haven't all come out with something yet. And the one place I found online that sells through Amazon sells through Amazon, their particular ink. Last time I bought some ink from them, I got it home and I spent 2 days cleaning out the printer because the two of the four ink cartridges I inserted were leaking ink like a sieve. So anyway, I sent it all back to them in a big box, with a plastic bag inside a big box, and said, here, this is exactly, I put it in my printer, and this is the way I took it out, and I put it all in here, and I want my money back. I got my money back because Amazon is very particular about who they let sell through them, and if you don't stand behind your product, you won't be selling for them very long. So anyway, elderly couple walking alongside the road here on the sidewalk, got their yellow vests on or yellow jackets and gloves and everything else as they walk down the road. I don't think it's quite that cold this morning. It's nice out there. W2 T-Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
This is Gerald T.R. Well, I had a new experience the other day. I hooked up a battery charger to my truck. I didn't realize I'd left a LED light on in the topper, I call it. in the back, which draws very little current, but the truck I don't drive very often, and it ran the battery flat, so the first thing I did was check the battery voltage, and it was 8.59 volts. So I had a brand new Harbor Freight battery charger that I bought a year or so ago, just to have one. And I gave the other old one to my neighbor, and it was one that I modified, and it worked just great, but it was kind of old and ugly. And I liked the features on this new one better. So anyways, I hooked that up, and that meter on the front of it just oscillated back and forth and then quit. Wouldn't do nothing. So I took it down, plugged it in, and no voltage coming out. Well, lo and behold, to make a long story short, after I tore this thing apart and went through every component in it that I could possibly test, did you know that these battery chargers nowadays, Rusty, when you hook them up to a battery, they got the battery that you hook it to has to have enough voltage to run the battery charger. And if it doesn't, and I usually go and look at a YouTube first. Well, I didn't. Bernice finally told me, why don't you look at YouTube? And she even looked it up for me. And this one guy said it was a real piece of you-know-what. So, anyways, come to find out, unless there's enough voltage in the battery to run the battery charger has a sensing circuit in it that won't apply any voltage out there to avoid a spark, I guess, because of these people that don't have any better brains than to make a spark right there on a heavily discharging battery or something that's got hydrogen around it. So you don't have any output out of that battery charger unless you've got a battery with enough voltage to run the charger, and it senses it, and then it'll start charging. You ever hear such a thing?
Like somebody is trying to make a fast buck off of something that doesn't work like you would expect it to. Oh, I think I'm going to go here to Tokyo Grill Express. They do a good hibachi chicken here, so I think I'm going to go in and have that and some fried rice for lunch. Talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
Okay, I'll enjoy your lunch. Talk to you later. Yeah, made me feel like a dummy there, but I'd never heard of such a thing, and I don't even know where the book is at on it, which is probably in Chinese and so small you can't read it. Standard operating procedure. W2T and 0TR. See you later.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? N4DJC.
This is 0TR. Oh, all right. I was just getting ready to get up and go outside if I can stand it very long. My old foot's hurting me. But, you know, I was telling Rusty about that stupid battery charger. I never heard of such a thing that a battery won't put out, a charger won't put out any voltage until it's hooked to a battery with enough power to power the battery charger.
Sounds odd. I mean, it's got a, it plugs into an AC circuit, I suppose.
And, what's funny, you know how you always took an old battery charger and you scratched the plus and the minus together to see if it made a spark, you know, and watched the amp meter and see if it deflected? No joy. It doesn't do anything if you'd happen to short those two together. And it doesn't even, you know, it's got a bunch of surface mount technology on a little 6-inch long board by about an inch wide. And so I thought, well, my problem's there, probably. And so I checked everything else out, and I took the transformer out, and I found that they had staked the secondaries to the terminal board, and it was really a lousy job. And then they had one of those notorious slide switches like you see on the front of a battery charger. Those are a bad... You're just looking for trouble with those cockeyed things. I've changed those out to regular toggle switches before. But this one had like 8 conductors on it. and the wires looked like it was number 16 wire just stuck through the hole in those switches and not even soldered. And not even staked very well. You could wiggle the wires in the switch, Jerry.
It surprised me these days. I don't look at any of this stuff anymore because I'm invariably amazed at what they do. Sometimes it just didn't make any sense. You know, I was looking at a little circuit on a one of my grandkids' toys at my just a little simple thing, and it it was one of these little crawler things. It's kind of like a kit you have to put together for the kids, and you put one AA battery in it, and it just runs. That's all it did. It just runs with a track around it. My brother gave it to him. He's a PhD engineer. He gives him all these things. He gave my daughter, my granddaughter, who's 11, an Arduino kit. And I said, she ain't interested in that. That was a waste of money. I said, I'll take it. And it was one of those, I have a fool with it, but I'm gonna take it from her, I guess, and see if I can work with it on some, because that's one thing I don't know nothing about, and I'd like to learn a little more about it. But it's nice outside. It's a little windy. I lit the grill out there about 10 minutes ago, letting the charcoal burn down a little bit. We're going to cook some hamburgers out today. It's going to be about 65 or so. But if you go outside, be sure and put a jacket on, because it's warm, but it's the wind will cut right through you today.
11-mile-an-hour peaks from the southwest, Jerry, about degrees, something like that. Showing 66 out there, but it's 30% humidity, so they're not showing any wind chill, but you're exactly right. It'd be cool, and I just don't know how long I can stand on this foot. It makes me mad, but I'm going to bull through it anyways. Yeah, they're really shipping some Chinese crap over here anymore as far as some of their quality goes. It's just totally amazing. Well, we went to Walmart this morning, and it wasn't very busy at all. And so I rode one of the motorized fat person carts. And I shouldn't say that. It's not politically correct. And then I put on gloves and use them on it and throw the gloves away. But the place wasn't real busy. Went up north and paid the water bill up at the Blue Ridge Water Department. And we like to just drive up there for the fun of it and drive through the country on the way back. And I told Rusty they had a nice house up here, three houses up the road here from us. This old boy, he built a beautiful home there. Four bedroom. It's got a swimming pool behind it and a great big old solar array behind that to heat that pool, I'm sure. And 2.5 acres, which sounds good in today's market. And he wants $939,000 for that place.
You got that in your bank account, Tom. I've been shocked at how expensive these new houses are. Existing homes are in good areas. They have shot up in price. Of course, the interest rates are real low right now, or have been, so you can buy a lot more home, but they're also asking a lot more for it in some of these hot areas. We're pretty much rooted where we are, I guess. I don't see us moving unless we can find something maybe smaller, but I like where I am right now. It's not a great location for a ham operator, but it's still good enough. And our neighbors have been around us a long time, but as they age, we don't know what the neighborhood is going to turn into in another 10 years or so. But we've got a couple of new neighbors, and they've been really good. Got a couple from New Jersey down here, and one from Michigan, and one from Ohio. They seem to be all fit right in, very well. Got some young couples coming in, and they would say that makes a difference too. When you start seeing younger couples buy it, it gives you an idea that they put still, still viable anyway.
Now, this guy's a developer, but he was living there. He owns this tile company up on Highway 101. Got an airplane, a small one. He flies over quite a bit up here. There's a little dirt field north of us. So I'm really surprised he's selling, because he still owns about 20 acres back in there. And I pray to God he doesn't build houses there, but it wouldn't surprise me any. Especially if he moves out. I thought he's going to build a house for his mom, and there's what he told the neighbor up there. But it's none of my business anyways. Way out of my pay grade. But it is a beautiful place, but it's way overpriced. You can buy a house down in that district that our daughter lives, which is much, much, much more ritzy than our area, for far less than that. So I don't know how quick somebody's going to jump, but the market's so nuts out there now. They're selling those houses as fast as they build them. And you know, the taxes is something. Brace looked at it online. $2,800 for taxes. Well, down here, the taxes, I think, are the lowest in the country. And so I was talking to a friend of mine who's a retired Army colonel up in around the Leavenworth area. He moved over by Kansas City now. Him and his wife. His wife's my wife's best friend. And they said the taxes there in Wyandotte County for a house that's the same size as ours, which is like 1,400 square feet, but we got a full basement, and so does theirs, is $7,000, Jerry.
For Shires people, when they move down here, I think ours, we got about 1,600 square feet heating, two-car garage, and ours is with the, with the rebate thing or whatever it is with the for over 65, ours is like $440 a year. And I was paying far more than that just on a piece of undeveloped property in Georgia. I was paying $1,500-$1,600 a year, which didn't have anything on it but a trailer. But, you know, they value property higher there, especially lake property. But that's one thing that shocks people about. You know, that's where they keep coming into it. I mean, they come in and they can buy a big house, and, you know, the property taxes on it are, you know, just, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to what it is in other parts of the country.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I've heard that from people I met in doctor's offices in different places, and they moved here from New York because the taxes were eating them, or they moved here from New Jersey, or one of them knew something or other up there on the East Coast where they have a population of maggots. That's what they look like from the air. We landed at LaGuardia there a year before last, going up to Boston, and I told Bernice, I said, look out that window. I said, that looks like a bunch of maggots down there. And it was around that famous bridge in downtown New York. I can't remember the name of it. But she says, yeah, that's where Brendan's working at. That's my nephew's son. I told Mike, I said, get him out of there. This was about 2 years ago, before this pandemic hit. I said, if there's ever going to be a pandemic, if there's ever going to be somebody attack the United States, I said, that's a bad place to be. And lo and behold, he got a job back in Boston, but he's working from home. And his son was going to a big university. He took a year off this year and come back. And he's working from home and working a job in Los Angeles at the same time from home as he is staying there. And thank God you got both of them boys out of there. They're real fine young men. Go ahead, Jerry.
Urban guy. I mean, I used to like going into cities for a while to visit, but I'm not. I just don't like to drive in it anymore. I don't care for that much. Don't like to be around that many people. Well, listen, Tom, I got to jump downstairs and check on my coals and see how they're doing. I think my wife's got the hamburgers padded out, and we're going to see if I can't put a scald on them, as they say. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Is there a TR in 40GC?
I might just ask Bernice to delay that beef stew today and go for the hamburgers. Or maybe we'll wait till tomorrow. And with some good homemade onion rings. 73, Jerry. This is N0TR, clear.